Nice Games Club is on break for the next few weeks. How come? So your Nice host can put together a relaunch of the show, including a brand new website that will make it easier for listeners to browse and discover all the content from the entire history of the program.
In the meantime, your Nice host picked out a few favorite episodes from the last year or so for listeners to revisit, or maybe hear for the first time.
This is episode 149, Nice Games Jam, Buttons and Triggers and Sticks, Oh My. This episode was originally released on September 25th, 2019. This one was a Nice Games Jam, so we had a prompt from my boyfriend Dylan.
Hello.
And do you remember your prompt for this episode?
I really don't. Want to refresh my memory?
Yeah, it was design a game where the player's loadout impacts the game's controls.
Oh, yeah. I think I know about this one. I was asking because I'd just been reading about and watching some people play Bennett Foddy's Getting Over It, and I liked imagining how you could add some sort of chaos mechanics with jump jets or maybe some spring boots or something to make the game even more chaotic and terrible to play. But I'm curious to find out, what did you guys do instead?
Well, be nice and have a listen and find out. So if everyone's ready, let's start.
Okay.
Yes. So Dylan has given us a prompt.
What has he burdened us with this time?
So we were talking about loot some in the last episode. Mm-hmm. And the thing about loot is if it's randomized, and even if it's not, it gives you different abilities, etc. So when you choose a loadout, as they say, to start playing the game, it affects things. And his idea is that what your loadout does affects your controls. What your loadout is affects the controls that you use to control your character.
Okay. So not like a shotgun shoots close range, but like a shotgun only shoots from your leg kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking more of like you pick up the jump button off the floor.
I mean, we can take this prompt however we want. Yeah. So
it's going to depend too on how we want to make the game here, because we've done Nice Games Jams where we have some rules and you get out a deck of cards and can play at home. Mm-hmm. And we've done other ones that are paper prototypes that are designed to be sort of like proof of concept that we'd make a digital game.
Yeah.
Which do you think we should aim for this time?
I think, just based off the context of the thing, this makes more sense to be a paper prototype.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know how, I mean, when you how you handle a board game is normally you can't really control your own. Wait, can you? Hold on a second. Let me think. Okay. Uh-huh. So what if you like roll a six and you have to put a mitten on?
Like actual, this becomes more of a physical game.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, but also like we think a board game, we don't have to have pawns and squares.
Yeah.
We can think of a game like Operation or something.
Right, which is, yeah.
And so like when you're saying like the shotgun coming out of the leg, it could be some sort of like assemblage of a character on the table or in that way.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea too. Yeah, I like this. Okay. I kind of want to go in that direction.
We don't have a ready supply of oven mitts, unfortunately.
Alas. Well,
we can imagine.
Yes, I have my my headphone holder thing.
Yeah.
This is our mitt. Take a picture of this or something. This is how you pick up stuff.
So maybe in this game there's like us a certain number of props, and they will be whatever we can find in this room today right now.
Yes.
and so there will be like one oven mitt or something.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah, okay, right. Okay, so this is So maybe you roll die and that determines what equipment you have as a player.
Yeah.
So I guess let's do it six sided because, or maybe four sided. So you have to.
Well, let's pick a fun one.
A fun number.
No.
A fun die.
I don't know.
This is 12. 12.
Okay.
12.
They're not commonly used. I'm into it.
All right. Cool.
All right.
This is a fancy looking die. I like this. Okay. Sure. Okay. So, okay. So, yeah. And then you roll the thing and that determines what equipment you have. And maybe like, but what equipment can we give the player that will change things?
Let's say if it's like three people, like the three of us at a table.
Yeah.
Then what the goal is to maybe, if it's physical, like pick something up off the table, or maybe there's a bunch of random goals, then you don't know which one you get. And then you're, saddled with the oven mitt or the eye patch or whatever other thing.
Yeah.
And then you have to then do the thing.
Yeah.
But then how do you compete exactly? I don't know.
Yeah,
it doesn't all hang together right away, but
maybe we should
You want to toss out this whole line of thought?
Well, I just don't think we in us right now have enough things to test.
Yeah,
it.
We don't have enough props. Part of the problem. Right,
yeah.
So stuff. I think we should go maybe back to the paper prototype route. I'm thinking maybe, you know, like, have you ever been to the State Fair or another place where they have those robot battles? Have you seen this?
No, robot battles.
Oh, yeah. Well, people build like destructo bots.
Oh, you mean like battle bots?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The State Fair has that?
Yeah.
That's kind of the best.
It's kind of up in the north part of it, or used to be anyway. They moved everything around. But.
Okay.
Okay, so we're building something that has capabilities.
Yes, right? That's what I'm thinking. And then you battle against other people, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But like, and a
then
fighting
depending
game?
On what you equip it with, your controller then does different things. So sometimes A is the jump button, and sometimes A is the fire button.
Yes, yeah. And like depending on where you equip different things, like I really like the idea because Dylan mentioned in his prompt like examples like, oh, you pick up a foot thing that has a gun on it. So now whenever you do the jump button, you also shoot, mm-hmm. or like. It takes the place, like it's also the same button that the crouch button is. So like you keep doing like I love the idea of like accidentally doing two things at once.
Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. Okay. So like, yeah. So what if every action you have is a default action? So like A button is jump, X button is.
Right. And that can't change.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can add to it.
You can add to it. And so like your A button can turn into a jump and shoot gun. Under you.
So this has immediately become increased very, very silly.
Yeah.
So that's
much
great.
Too silly.
Okay. I like this.
So maybe the theming of it is that you're building a robot and maybe the robot is in the shape of a game controller.
Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
With, you know, and so it has a default.
Can it be an N64 controller? Because those are weird.
I mean, this needs to be at least a little practical.
Fair enough.
Well, maybe, you know what, if it's a PC game, maybe it would be actually getting different controllers would unlock different
setup.
Yeah, so you plug in an Xbox 360 controller and it has that particular shape.
Whoa.
And but if you plug in you know, a USB N64 controller, like in the world of you know, control schemes, uh-huh. that at least the research I have done, there is nothing you can't recognize in a game.
Yeah.
Including crazy third party ones. So that might be kind of fun.
Oh, okay.
And then it would like, you know, maybe there's like a super OP third party Mad Cats dude and like you got to hunt down that controller used at a GameStop.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
That's really great.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay. So there's, you know, there's certainly ethical implications to making people buy accessories, but we're going to ignore all that because this is too fun an idea.
Sweet. Okay. All right. So
we can represent different controllers abstractly. We have these little starship tokens that are all very wildly differently shaped.
Mm-hmm.
So
they kind of are controller looking.
Yeah. So we can just imagine those having, we can give them properties just in terms of like how big or small or round they are.
Yeah.
For at least our purposes here. We'll take some pictures like we usually do and put them in the show notes so you can see what we're working with. Hopefully it will make some sense even without it if you don't have that in front of you.
Okay, so yes. Okay, so the base of this game is every player has the same. Well, assuming we all have the same controller, I guess maybe we don't. But.
Well, you don't necessarily have the same controller, but there will be cases where you do.
Yes. Okay. For the sake of scope, maybe we should just assume everybody has the same controller.
Well, let's just assume that for our play test, we each have a different controller.
Oh, okay.
Because then becomes sort of like player class.
Okay.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Then, and you know, it doesn't all have to be balanced or work perfectly well. It can just express the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I want the round one.
Okay. Well, I'll take that one that looks like a Nintendo 64 controller.
This one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yours looks like the Sega Saturn analog controller. It looks like a little disc.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a saucer section of a Starfleet.
Yeah. Okay, so we have these differently shaped things, and you know how they actually are here on the table is going to be abstracted in our prototype.
Right.
Okay, so and each of the controllers has buttons, sticks, inputs, stuff like that.
Yes.
And so different pieces of hardware will be naturally advantageous. So an analog trigger will get you something that a digital trigger can't.
Yeah.
Or
having two joysticks instead of one, or like the C stick might be special.
Yeah,
On a GameCube and the Nintendo 64 controller would be expressed as the C buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So ultimately that can be, you know, the sort of content of it. It could all be populated by the actual physical realities of these devices.
Yeah, but each player has one, like, a base moveset, right?
I guess so.
Right? Well, I think that's what we were talking
about. Yeah,
like,
A
button is jump or whatever your
equipment.
Well, if we're equipping things onto the controller,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think maybe A button should be whatever you equip to the A button.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, and it doesn't have a default state and an equip state?
Well, I guess it could.
Silly an idea as that is, it might be too much right now.
Sure, fair enough.
Because there's two parts to this design.
Yeah.
One is the building, the equipping the loadout.
Yes.
And then the other part is then what do you do after that?
Yeah.
And let's think about those things separately.
Yeah, okay.
Rather than because one will suggest the other.
I agree. Probably. Okay. Let us do that.
One thing I'd like to do though is like thinking about what is capable. And again, this is something we'd have to balance in the future. But like there was a tweet recently from Microsoft, which was like, no matter how you play, we all share the same thing, an X button. Right? Because all the controllers do have an X button.
Oh, yeah, all
right. Right? But only the PlayStation controller has a square button.
Yeah.
So, the X button can do something and all the controllers can do it.
Oh, right? Okay.
Or if you have an Ouya controller, which has O-U-Y-A, you have an A button, like most other controllers, but you also have a U button.
Ooh, and
which nobody else has, right?
Oh, that's cool.
So, that would be fun.
Oh, so is it that all of the buttons have a set defining trait on them? And
no, I think that it becomes like a matter of like what you can assign. Only certain things can go on the Y button.
Gotcha.
This would be a case where you would need someone basically an economist to work on your team to make all that balance. But I don't care about that now. I'm just imagining.
It
makes it kind of fun to like pick up a ratty third controller because instead of L1, L2... it's LALB or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like little things like that would be fun to sort of discover and make it sort of collectibles almost.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's something unique for each controller.
Yeah, we'd want to design it. If we had a universe of, we're not going to do this now, but like if we had a big catalog of all the controllers we wanted to support, we would want to make each one special or unique in some way and try to make them all valuable in their own. Basically, it'd be like they'd all be Smash characters, right? Mm-hmm. They'd all be totally different, but each as good, you know, in scenarios as other. Mm-hmm. That's the dream anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we do that here? Should we say one slot is the special slot? Whichever button is unique on each of our controllers.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just make up the special thing.
Well, let's each take the controllers that... So mine is a Nintendo 64 controller. Steven, yours is the Sega Saturn analog controller.
Yes.
And Martha, yours is the standard Xbox controller. And then let's just use those as the example.
Yeah, okay.
Because the Sega Saturn has A, B, C, X, Y, Z. The Nintendo 64 has 4 C buttons.
Yeah.
And the Z trigger, but does not have L2 or R2.
Right.
And then the Xbox One has the ones we're all familiar with. So that would be the sort of default one, right? Because we'd assume if we were to sell this game, that's what most people would start with.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to pull these up so we can look them up as pictures.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So what...
what do we do with it at that point?
It's a good question.
Like for our paper prototype, should things be...
Well, you were describing battling bots.
Yes.
Yeah.
These controllers are fighting one another.
So we're building machines that need to move, attack, and defend, right? And so maybe the button slots can be assigned to like a throttle, but then maybe like the triggers, you could assign a trigger to a fire button, or you could put a shield on it, and then it just is physically a shield and doesn't do anything else.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you could treat them differently. You can treat them as physical devices like a battle bot, and some of them you can treat as controls. Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And armor will take up like controller slots.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm thinking of like, I mean, this is actually not an uncommon design paradigm for like inventory management or like when you assign certain pieces of armor on certain body parts in certain really, you know, fiddly RPGs. Right.
I'm definitely feeling like I got screwed here though. Cause like,
you're taking a look at that Saturn controller.
Yeah. I had
one of those with the Nights into Dreams that came packed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
look at it. It's gorgeous. It has one wobbly analog stick that's actually like it's just put your thumb on it. It's not even a stick.
Yeah.
It has no height at all. It has analog triggers and it has 6 face buttons.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm in
a D-pad. So, but
and
not a second stick.
It's got the switch on the bottom.
I think that I think it's like the old early PlayStation ones. It turned on and off the analog.
Oh.
Because I guess early on people were afraid you would accidentally hit the analog stick and mess things up.
Sure, yeah.
I think in the PlayStation era it was also because certain games wouldn't recognize the controller if the analog was on.
Mm-hmm.
Things were weird in that case.
Okay, cool. Well, then maybe I'm not in a bad place. I got a bunch of buttons.
I love how you just immediately go for it.
I was like, oh, I'm screwed. Like, wait, hold on.
Your competitive spirit comes out immediately.
Yes.
I gave myself the N64 controller.
Yeah, I know. You've got a control stick.
See, I also have six face buttons.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Like, the four C buttons, I could assign them as a stick,
mm-hmm.
or I could assign them as four buttons.
Yeah.
Right? That's its power.
Yeah.
It's like I can break it up into four buttons instead.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But then, of course, playing, mm-hmm. even if I assigned it as a stick, I would still need to play it like a D-pad.
Yeah.
And so then there's some natural disadvantage to that, as opposed to having a second actual, like a C-stick on a GameCube controller. Yeah.
I figured out what I want to do. I want mine to have just a bunch of weapons and it can't move. That's what I'm going to do. All right.
Okay, brilliant.
I've decided.
All right.
Okay, so yes. So how do I equip weapons? Do I roll a die to do it, or?
Yeah, so is this a case where we all just sort of go into our corner and do it? Or is there like a turn order? Do we bid on supplies? Do we randomly get a set to choose from?
Yeah.
There's a lot of options.
There's
here.
A lot of options.
Yeah.
I don't have a particular instinct on what would be best.
Would it be like a kind of like a store where you get points for battling and then you go to like Watto's parts
yeah.
shop.
Yeah. That feels, if this is imagine this is like a battle boss arena, the idea of like having winnings and buying equipment, mm-hmm. that feels very natural.
Yeah.
Right.
You just purchase the things. What I was thinking is an auction sort of thing. So like each of us has our own resources and we have a list of things you can equip to whatever uh-huh. else. And you can spend as many as you want to purchase this thing. If you spend the most, then you get it, but then you have less for future purchases.
What I like about that is that then auctions could come up one at a time.
Yeah.
And then we could all play together on the couch
yeah.
bidding on them.
Yeah.
So that makes it more actual playable.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of us all just in our own corner. I like that a lot.
Okay.
Great idea.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I don't know how many resources we should have. I don't know.
Well, let's just, you know, when we get around to playtesting, let's yep. start with saying that we'll have three or four items,
mm-hmm.
one after the other on the block.
Sure.
So let's decide what those items could be and then, you know, where they're assignable, I guess.
Yeah.
Which we can be fuzzy about as we go through.
Right.
But like things will have to go to sticks, triggers, buttons.
Yes.
Right. And then like maybe special categories for D-pads that can be turned into buttons or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we should have like mobility things. Mm-hmm. So yes. like something that can move fast, something that can move sideways.
Something that can move like up or down, like in the air.
Yeah. Maybe. So do we separately equip like forward, like a engine throttle and turning ability? Or do we just say that everyone's got a D-pad or a joystick? We know all controllers.
I'm not an ambi-turner.
Like, do you want to equip something that only moves back and forward, and then the left and right on your joystick does something else?
Well, know? I mean, I literally want to be able to just shoot and not move. So I would like to be able yeah. to equip weapons on my control sticks.
I think ultimately, I really like that idea of being able to have total freedom to do something super stupid.
Yeah.
But I think for our purposes, maybe we just say that there is a movement that just goes on your joystick.
Sure.
Just so we don't have to get into the weeds on that.
Yeah.
I think ultimately, it's a better idea to have like the, you know, a stick Y negative value. You can equip that specifically.
Yeah.
You know? And,
yeah.
Then, and so, like, you can go forward, backward, and right, but you've assigned left to, like, a bunch of torpedoes.
Yes.
Because when you put it on that part of the ship, not only is it physically in that part of the ship, so, for example, on your Sega Saturn analog controller,
yeah.
that would be a good place to put a turret.
Yeah.
But on my Nintendo 64 controller, that's not a great place to put a turret.
Yeah. Right? Right, yeah. Oh, man, this is cool. Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. So we have a number of resources. Are these our resources, Martha?
I guess so.
So Martha has pulled out these little gems, little acrylic gems yes. of different colors. And those are going to be our pieces of equipment.
Yes.
Yes. They're different colors. So okay. I thought that would could mean that they're different things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we each have a default move on our various control sticks, correct?
No, our things start out as empty shells. Right?
Yes. Oh, okay. But like once you put it, you need a movement thing in order to put, okay.
Right. So you can buy like a movement thing that lets you move or turn left and right.
Yes.
And you can assign it to any analog stick or D-pad.
Okay.
Like that. So a piece of equipment would have a capability, various stats
yeah.
related to it.
Yeah.
And then like a list of like places they can be attached to.
Sure. Okay, right? That makes sense. I'm going to give each of us some die so we can use that as our resource.
Oh, counter. Yes. So
that's your... I'm going to give us 12-sided die because the 12-sided die are nice looking.
Also, wait, what is the standard number of buttons on like an Xbox controller? 4, Xbox 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, I think it's like 10 or 11.
Something. Yeah. Okay. So that would be a good time to like, if you randomize something, and this would be a good thing for our prototyping purposes for like when you attack somebody, you could hit them in the Y button, you know?
Yeah, hit them in the Y button. Yeah, that's pretty great.
Oh, and disable some of your stuff.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Okay, cool.
Okay, so, Steven, I'm going to start taking notes on this because I see you were too busy looking up Saturn controllers.
Oh, yes, I am.
I mean, that's a better use of your time.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So we have. Yeah. So these. Okay. So like, what's the this?
I'm thinking greens are movement.
Movement. Okay.
These are different types of weapons.
Yes.
And greens are different types of movements.
Okay.
And then these are like specials.
Okay. Sure. So like maybe this one gives you flight or something. I don't know. Okay. Cool. So. Well,
yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Well, at any rate, so maybe we should just start assigning stuff to stuff.
Well, we have this auction thing, right?
Yes.
So, okay. So the green is movement.
Yeah.
And then I missed the rest of that.
Red is weapons.
Okay.
And the blue purplish ones are special ones.
Okay. So for our purposes here, let's just say that there's not. I think ultimately you'd want like many different movements.
Oh yeah.
We would say that's a movement thing.
Yes.
Movement equipment.
Yes.
Okay. So they each come up for auction one at a time. Mm-hmm. And then our motivation to choose them is whether it will fit on our controller, whether we need or want it, or whether we want to deny it to somebody else.
Yes.
Right? So what's the actual action on the ground? What's the mechanic?
Yeah, okay. So we wanted all of the buttons to be, we wanted a button name to be unique, right? So like, for example, I guess we all have an A button.
Right. B button. All three of us have an A and B button. Yeah. And I don't have X.
But you don't have a Z button.
I have a Z button, but I don't have X and Y.
Oh, that's right. You don't have a Z button, Mark.
Yes.
And I'm the only one with a C button.
Oh, right. You have a Z button, but it's a face button.
Yeah.
I love this so much.
I know. It's so weird. Yeah. Okay. So I'm the only one with the C button, which is great.
Right. Also, your L and R are analog.
Oh, okay.
And mine are buttons.
Yeah.
And you don't have L and R buttons. You have LB and LT.
Yes.
Right. Oh, so, yeah. I mean, maybe we would find ultimately a way to like make it some things less complicated, but
yeah,
that one seems fun because there is no controller where triggers are named the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of ridiculous how that is the case. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So what we need to do is we need to make it so that we were talking about how certain buttons can only equip certain things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe like the A button, I don't know. Oh, maybe like the A button is, the only thing that can equip like your special equipment or something.
I almost think it should be random. Like,
okay.
This is a game where it comes up for auction and it is a energy booster.
Yeah.
And it can go on Z.
Okay.
And it's just like, how would you
know? Just how we do it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could roll for that too. Maybe.
Yeah. For our purposes, we should just randomly roll what a thing is. But
sure.
I think ultimately you'd want to have somebody design each of these pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
Now we can get to the actual testing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I got this 6-sided die, and this is just going to determine what button this thing can go on. Whatever we pick,
right.
Our weapon.
Here we go. Turquoise movement.
Turquoise movement.
Well, I think for movement,
those
just go on sticks, right?
Oh yeah. Oh well, then. Oh
well, but you could clawbreaker it and have it on the bumpers.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Okay, so they can go on sticks, but they can also go on other things.
Let's have them weighted to go on sticks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
if you roll a one, they're going not sticks.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Roll a one. Aw.
We got a six.
Okay.
So this goes on on the sticks.
Yeah.
Yes.
So right. Who
and
wants
let's say
it?
If you'd roll a different, then we could do sticks or D-pad or something so that you could put it on. You could put it on a, or you could assign it to a set of four face buttons or other things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in this case, let's say that this goes on sticks.
Yes.
So we all have an analog stick. And we all need one of these.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, do we?
yeah. You can decide not to bid, right?
Not bid.
And because we don't know how many of these will come up, let's just imagine a scenario where you just don't want one. Martha and I are competing.
Oh, hey. Okay. That's a good idea. And we can use my, my, what's this thing? We can put this. So what we should do is we should get like random, weapons as well, right? And put them in this bag.
Yeah.
Then we can shake it up, and then we can pull out random ones. We already pulled one, right? We got the movement.
Yeah.
One. But yeah, if you throw this in my bag here, nice fancy peace sounds. Well, we'll do this after we bid on this one.
Okay.
So I'm opting not to bid.
Okay.
Everybody has 12 resources with which to spend. So you need to beat other people in order to get in. But you have the default is one, unless like you don't want to bid.
Right.
In case you don't. Yeah. Maybe the default should be higher than that, but we'll figure it out later.
Yeah. I think an immediate problem to this scenario is that are we saying this is the only movement equipment in the game? Because then Martha and I both want it pretty badly. But also, if we spend all our money on it, then we can't shoot. And what's the point?
We don't know. That's the first part. Okay.
We can always go ramming speed. I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is I don't know what to bid on it.
Sure. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Like, I even just pretend, I can't really even pretend what to bid on it.
Right. Because we haven't established the value of it.
Should we?
Let's assume that Martha and I each got one and we each spent two on it.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So we're down to 10, but you still have 12.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my rocket launchers.
Okay. So this idea of drawing from a bag is pretty good, but it also makes me kind of want to do kind of a pre-bidding.
Okay.
Like if you could kind of like an eBay buy it now sort of, almost like when those travel sites where you like buy a flight to somewhere and you don't know where, but you get a great deal. Like,
Okay. So you can put in a little bit on right away. Is that what you're saying?
Also, this helps for like, I don't know what I want to build. So I'm going to bid five for whatever it is that comes out of there.
Yeah.
And like some mechanic makes it cheaper for me, but also unknown, and I just get what I get.
Oh, yeah, you could say you're going to spend a certain amount of points for an unknown. You automatically get it, but it's
and so
random.
Let's all bid on we don't know, right? And the person who, and so naturally you don't want to bid too much because you don't know what you want.
Yeah.
But, and so you're not likely to compete with someone who's like, I'm going to offer two for what's ever in the bag. Mm-hmm. And then someone else can say, maybe there's a minimum for that or something, so you can just do one.
Yeah.
But then someone else could be like, I'm not going to bid anything. You can have it.
Yeah.
Right. And then it just goes to the person.
Yeah. I like that idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to bid three for the next one.
Okay. Well, that's too rich for my blood because I want to do a specific loadout here. So I say we let him have it, but it's up to you if you want to fight for it.
Sure. Go for
it. Okay. I'm shuffling it. Fancy sounds. Okay. Please don't give me a movement token. Yeah, this is the special one. Ooh!
You know what? That's actually really funny. You could have gotten a movement token.
I know, that would have been terrible.
I didn't think about that as something, but that's great. You could go against what you're trying to do.
But I got a special one. I don't know what it does.
Okay, so a special one. It's blue, so let's say it goes on X.
Okay, yeah.
That's just because, famously, X on Xbox. It's a special, so what does it do?
Let's say that it's a high damage move, but maybe it damages yourself.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a self-destruct sort of thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's you engage it so that your next shot is like an overload.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Whoa. I like that. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
And then it affects whatever weapon you have. Mm-hmm. So if it's a rocket launcher, then you get all that the flames come out at the back of it and then you get damaged.
Yeah.
But it still has the range of a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
If it's a grenade, then in order to do it on overload, you can't throw it very far and that's why you get hit. Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
So yeah, I want all these things to interact with each other.
Yeah. Right? No, that's good. Okay, cool. So I've got a overload ability.
Okay. So for the next one.
And now I am down to 9 resources from 12.
All right, so for the next one, let's just say none of us pre-bid.
Sure.
And we're going to draw one random and find out what it is.
Okay, it's a... Oh, that's an attack one right there.
Okay.
Let's say that's a shotgun, because I guess that's on my mind.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, these are... Okay, shotgun works.
All right. And then we need to roll for what button this can be on, right?
Yes. In this case, I think ultimately we would know, but we're just going to roll.
Yeah. Okay, A, B, C, X, Y, Z. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You can't just roll for your buttons.
These are all, everybody's got that, right?
I don't have Z.
Yeah, this is broken, but that's fine.
Okay.
But there's also going to be like triggers and other things like
6. Oh, so that means it's...
Okay, well, no, that's fine. I mean, it's not fair to Martha, but let's just say that we drew one that Martha can't have. That only works on Z, but yours is a face button and mine is a trigger.
Yeah, okay.
So that would mean something different about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's different about it, but we can just imagine there's it performs differently for each of us, which would impact our desire to have
it. The location where it is, right?
That's
mine is on the face, so I guess my shotgun would shoot up.
It'd be kind of, well, it'd be, think of it almost like a little turret on the top, perhaps. I mean, I don't know how we would design this art-wise, but like roughly, whereas the trigger would be on the underside, it'd be protected. So it would be less, it'd be harder to target if someone was trying to attack it.
Okay.
So I want it.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Because it's a shotgun, so it means I can get really close to someone and just blow them away, and it's a, basically a weapon that is probably unlikely to be taken from.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so I want it bad.
Okay, well, I want weapons, so I gotta think about it. I will at least bid one now. Well, might as well get into the pot.
So I'll bid two. I guess that's auctions.
Well, how much
be
do you want it, and how much do you want to? Yeah,
this might be a case where we have to enter sort of like old school football game style. We secretly enter.
Number we're gonna put?
What, you know?
That's good.
And so then whoever bid higher gets it. That way, it's not as frustratingly back and forth.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just gonna think of a number, and then I'm just
gonna
be
think of a
you.
Better one.
Okay. So I would bid up to four.
Oh, I was gonna bid two. Okay. All right.
So then I get it for three.
What? No, shouldn't you get it for four?
Well,
you
it's an auction. So.
Oh, so you.
I say that you
mechanically
have to,
that seems interesting, right? I'm willing to bet up, go up to four.
Yeah,
but I'm hoping. Do you know what I mean? Like, but I would like to pay less for that. But rather than have to go through the whole motions of doing an auction,
right.
I think that might be a better way to handle that.
I mean, yes, but
because then I could feel like yes, you could have said more and made me spend more. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, so then you would. So it would be in between. What do we bet?
No. It's I have to pay more than you.
Oh, you pay more than what I bid?
Yeah, so if we did it as a real auction.
Yes.
And you were the maximum you were going to bid was two.
Yes.
And the maximum I would bid would be four.
Yes.
Then it would sell for three.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
I got you.
But if I were to say I'm gonna, it's like I definitely want it. I'm gonna bid up to seven. Mm-hmm. But you know I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're gonna bid five.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm gonna bid more than five.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
And so that means I will have to pay six.
Okay.
But if you only want it for two. And I bid eight to guarantee that I get it, mm-hmm. then I only have to pay three.
Yeah.
But there's some strategy on your side to make me bleed through the nose for it.
Okay. Okay. And if I overbid, then I have to pay for something.
Then you have to buy it. Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe there's some mechanic to go back on it, but we don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll
so
make
I
it
get,
three.
I get it for three, sure. And I'm down to seven.
Yes.
Okay, so
you get
hand it over.
Yellow piece.
Okay. So I get this great Z shotgun.
Yes.
I'm super pleased. Trying to make it fit on my little character here.
Yes. Okay, cool. All right. Are we going to do pre-bidding?
I think at this point, we could probably just give each other a bunch of things because I think we know how the system works.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so let's just give everyone some weapons and some stuff. Just imagine you got everything you wanted.
Okay.
we don't have to have a million things for every button, but let's just, you know. So let's say let's give somebody, maybe you, because you don't move, let's give someone a shield that they equip.
This purple one that I just picked up is a shield.
Okay.
Okay.
So where are you going to put that on your?
Oh, good question. On my.
We'll just say wherever you decide is where it's allowed to go.
On my trigger.
Okay.
Right trigger.
So on right trigger, mm-hmm. you now just have like a shield. So when you attack, you want to face that, although you can't move. So.
Nope. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Y'all will have to come at me to the.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay. Those are more movement ones. This is an attack one.
Yeah, maybe like a second movement one you can add to the other stick to get you like a boost or
I'm going to be able to jump.
Nice.
Oh, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Fantastic.
Cool.
I can jump and I can turn. So I have to jump to move and to turn.
Oh, neat. Yeah, that's great. I love that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So our green ones are just navigation. They're not movement. They're not like throttle. You need like a separate one for that, you think? Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to jump around.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's your weapon. You can name it as you wish.
Okay.
And then here's what do you want actually, Mark?
I got my movement, but I also wanted
turn,
I also
right?
that, yeah, I can turn, yeah. right? Or pitch and yaw, whatever you can do with two dimensions of a stick movement.
Yes.
But let's say I also want to move forward. So I need an engine.
Engine it is.
Okay. So I'll have an engine and I'll assign that to the right trigger.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then
so that makes me a little vulnerable, I guess, because it's sort of out facing.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe I picked that, it's like a really good engine, but like a safer engine I could have put on like C down. But like,
yeah.
But you know, I wanted a little more power or something. Yeah. So I put it out where it can be destroyed.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a Gatling gun. Can't move, but I shoot a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is the blue? Oh, blue is a special. I don't know what y'all wanted a special one to be. Does anybody want a shield?
I want my red weapon to be a hammer.
Okay.
Ooh. So when I jump, it will hit.
So you're
things.
A melee.
Oh,
player.
That's and great. Then, yeah. Physics.
What's nice about this being the theming being kind of battle botsy, like that being the sort of inspiration, is that we can have, they can be like warships or they can be like a Rock'em Sock'em robots. Yes. It can be either. Uh-huh. And then one could be better than the other in certain scenarios. And maybe like the game would have like different arenas where some types of bots are better than others. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd have like a campaign where you would have like your controller, you'd have all your equipment and then you could switch it out once you decide, once you know where, who you're going to be facing and on what battlefield.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. What is it? Okay. So I have... No, we need to go back to Mark. Okay. What? So you have one weapon. You have your shotgun.
I have one weapon. I have two movement abilities. Yes. And then I just give me one more thing. And then I think we'll just have four things.
Cool.
So what is this? Orange? What are we calling
that's
this?
That's a weapon.
It's another weapon. Okay. So I'm going to put this weapon on just one of the A or B button or something like that. Sure. And we're just going to say it's like a grenade launcher or like a grenade thrower.
Nice. Rather. Okay. I want another weapon. So this is a weapon. I have a... Can I get a nuke? No, this
mutually assured destruction.
Yes. Yeah, come at me and I'll pull you all up.
Yeah.
No, I'll get a pistol.
Well, you know, actually, what would be good for a character like yours that can't move.
Yeah.
It'd be something that just fires in very short range in all directions.
Oh, yeah.
So if someone gets too close.
EMP.
So, like, if Martha goes in with the hammer, or I try to squeeze in and get really, close up with a shotgun.
Yeah.
You can deploy that. It's sort of a defensive weapon.
Sure. Okay. What is?
There are like way too many fun ideas for this, and it almost doesn't matter what we do right now. But like, cool.
Yeah. I have the self destruct. Oh no. Okay. Hold on. I got the overload thing, right? I can't overload my shield because that's not a button you can do. I can overload my Gatling gun. I don't know how that will work. That'll be cool. And then this thing is like an energy pulse around my ship. But yeah, then I can overload it and it hurts me, but like it deals like twice as much damage or something.
I like that. That sounds good.
Yeah, okay. So this is my energy pulse. Sweet. And I'm going to put that on my my B button. Yes. And then my Gatling gun's going to be on my A button because obviously got to shoot a lot. Got to be on my default button. Mm-hmm. And then I put the shield on my trigger. Okay, I'm going to now configure my positions as appropriate.
Uh-huh. Like, so and ultimately, I mean, you could do this as a board game, like at least as we're designing it. I think if we were to really build this as a prototype and actually try it out, we would have printouts with the controllers on them.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have references if y'all want to see them.
My last thing is a shield and it's going to be on one of the sticks. So it moves.
So you can rotate it around.
Oh, yes. Clever.
Yeah. There's so many cool ideas for how you can take an item and depending on which input you put it on, giving it different capabilities.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
That's really cool. Okay. I like that a lot. Okay, cool. So now what?
How do we battle? How do we simulate a battle?
So supposedly we would go until we're all out of resources.
Yeah.
Right? And so the trick about this with the auctioning of this is that probably the riskiest part of this design in terms of how players approach what they want to pay for and what they want to buy.
Yeah.
Let's just assume everything worked out and we all got roughly equal amount, we're roughly balanced. Because I think if you out-spock somebody in the auction, you make them overpay or you pay little for a lot of things, then you're just hugely overpowered.
Yeah.
And then it almost doesn't matter how good you are at the game necessarily.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I still like it. I don't. And so maybe it's not you bid until you run out of things. Maybe everyone just goes until you get all the things you have. And you have infinite resources, but the more you spend has some other disadvantage, right? So you never run out of money. You can always fill your slots, but there's some other reason why you wouldn't want to spend all that money.
So one example we could do is like in the game Keyforge, there are this chain system where like depending on how many chains you have determines how many cards you can draw each.
That's right. Yeah, I've heard about turn. That.
So what we could do is maybe like, the more, maybe you have like an energy resource and every time you use a weapon or something, it costs an energy. I don't know.
Something. We don't have to figure it out.
We don't have to figure it out. But like, you're bidding on that resource. So like the more you bid, the worse you're off you're going to be off during the game, whatever this game is. Yes. Okay. So how do we simulate?
Or maybe. Oh, sorry.
No. What were you going to say?
I was just saying maybe the better things cost more. Like you can, like you have a power supply in your robot, and mm-hmm. the things that are more OP cost more of that power. So you just can't get as many.
Oh.
Of them.
Oh, and what you end up left with is what you can spend to operate.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea too. Cool.
Yeah. There's also a way to do this without an auction, which is just to, I don't know, because the auction makes it all work with everyone playing at once.
Yeah.
So well, let's just say we solved it.
Yeah. We'll say that you all can figure that out.
Yes. Okay.
Listeners.
How do we test it?
Well, at this point, it's just kind of a free for all battle. Like, I almost don't care so much. Like,
yeah, the building aspect of it is
this seems to be the more. It just needs to be like well designed, right? It needs to be table stakes battle game.
Yeah,
because the interesting part now, I think also there's many ways you could do it. You could have it like an arena, mm-hmm. right? We could do the thing that, like what Rocket League did, where they had like a really complicated tracks and then changed their mind and had simpler tracks,
yeah.
or simpler fields, and then that was better. Mm-hmm. So this might have a similar life in its design.
Yeah,
but I could certainly see like a sort of Quake 2 style multiplayer maps. That are really complicated, and that part of what your loadout is about traversal,
yeah,
and not just you know stuff like that,
yeah.
But then you know, then that would disadvantage a loadout like yours that's just sitting in the same spot the whole time, which is such a good idea. It has to be doable.
Right? Yes.
So, but let's just assume like just a BattleBot style arena, flat, yeah. you know, squared circle, that sort of thing.
Sounds good.
And then you just pick up your controller and play, right?
Like, yes. So I'm mashing A right now.
So I mean, we'd have to come up with like just normal game systems, mm-hmm. like. Ammo, energy reload, speed, acceleration,
yeah.
all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should have pickups around the thing, maybe.
Yeah, like if there's some advantage to that. Or what happens when... I think what I would like to design mm-hmm. is just what happens when you attack. Like
sure.
Targeting a player's... Kind of like the Fallout VAT system, almost.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a way to do it where we could design it here on paper and then it would translate well to a game. We could design it on paper and then ultimately could be purely skill-based if we wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't hit my shotgun on the Z thing because it's literally a small target.
Yeah.
Or you can't hit it because when you target it, the chances are low. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which is the better system. Both could work. But for our purposes, we will, you know, we'll do it as I choose that and then roll a die to see if I hit it.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, and so each weapon will have like a chance to hit certain things.
Right. And then this is probably each for the controller, each button has stats on how vulnerable it is, how protected it is.
Yeah.
It might even be something like you know, there are some controllers that are famously tanks, right?
Yeah.
Like
the Xbox controller.
The Xbox Duke, for example.
Yeah, that thing's like, huge.
There's maybe one button on there that you just can't destroy.
Yeah.
And these can all be fictionalized based on like sort of the popular impression of these products.
Yeah, yeah.
Know? Rather than it be, or that could be really about the physical handling of it. So if you have a Logitech controller, it's pretty flimsy. But maybe
or
it's
like
maybe it's fast.
Joy-Con.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Joy-Con will eventually drift left.
That's pretty great.
This whole thing would be just powered by controller memes. Like,
yeah.
Also, like wired versus wireless controllers.
Oh,
like, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun to have like if it is like an arena? Mm-hmm. Imagine, because a lot of times they don't do this on BattleBots, but mm-hmm. sometimes you can have like bumper cars are like electrically powered from a grid above.
Yeah.
So what if some controllers work that way and some don't? You know,
yeah.
And you can target its connection to the grid.
Yeah.
But if you are wired, then you never were running out of batteries.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
you're like you're limited in how far you can move and stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
And you can't you can get tangled.
Oh my God. Oh,
there's nothing about this that isn't magical.
Yeah. Very true. Oh, I love this so much. Okay. Should we like try a round of fighting?
And yeah.
Okay, let's do it. All right. Okay.
So say we each get a movement and an action, and movement can get you halfway across the board or whatever.
Yes.
We can just imagine we get somewhere. So I'll say for all first move, I'm going to go in and attack you. So
okay.
So I'll move, I'll get close to you.
Yes.
And then
what weapon? You had a shotgun, right?
I have a shotgun.
Is that what you're going to do?
I also have my little grenade tosser thing.
Oh, okay.
But
which
let's
one
just
you opt for?
Yeah. So basically I'm a close up bruiser, but also I can kind of like, you know, lazily snipe.
Yeah,
I guess. Okay, so I'm gonna move up to you.
Yes.
And I'm gonna fire my shotgun.
Okay.
And I'm gonna aim it at I guess at your shield.
Okay.
But I guess then why would I want to destroy your shield? I'd rather just move around you and hit something else, I guess. Mm. But okay, so let's say I'm going to go for your machine gun.
Sure.
Because that's, right. that's your A button. Yeah. And you love it so much.
I do love it.
So I'm going for that.
No. Okay.
So what do I do about that?
And I would imagine you'd roll. We could just roll and determine whether or not you succeeded and then roll to see how much damage you dealt.
Yeah. So I got my D12 here.
Yes.
And let's say because it's a pretty exposed standard face button,
mm-hmm.
I need to roll like 6 or better than 6. So 7 or better.
Sounds good to me.
So just all, whatever else goes along with it.
Yep.
Okay. So I rolled a 3. So I missed.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right. So I guess that's my turn.
Sweet. Okay. I will move.
No, you can't.
I know. and then I will shoot my Gatling gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot at Martha. I want to get...
Right, because you're ranged, so you could hit Martha.
Yeah, I can.
Right.
I forgot what you... Oh, I want to get rid of your hopping, because then you can't move. Strategic. I'm going to roll... I got this 12-sided die.
What's your hopping on?
Yeah.
My hopping button is a face button. Oh, okay. I should have thought about that.
Well, unfortunately, we hadn't come up with the rule yet, so it's not really your fault.
Yeah.
So better than 6, you guys.
Yes. Okay.
That's still. I mean, I rolled a 3, but like, it's not. No,
50% chance.
Wait, no. How am I supposed to turn that?
I got a 1 anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I missed.
Okay, I'm going to hop over to. Should we just do rock paper scissors? Or should hop over to Mark?
Sure. Maybe the way we'd express this in a prototype form is because your movement is weird. Maybe you don't you just flip a coin to see who you go to.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Well, I'll just roll a die and 1 through 3 is Steven and 3 through 6 is or 4 through 6.
Ultimately this wouldn't matter in the video game form, but to really test out the consequences of different movement strategies.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So you're going towards me.
Yes.
Which actually we're near each other, but you're targeting me.
Yeah, cool.
So I'm going to try to bounce over there with my hammer.
Oh, get him. Okay.
So like the bounce plus the hammer gives you like an extra, like, you know, melee.
But maybe damage. Reduces my accuracy. So what do you have on your face buttons? All your buttons.
I have my, I have my move on the stick and I've got the throttle on the trigger. I've got the, my Z trigger underneath the controllers where the, shotgun is, and then I have my little grenade tosser on the A button.
I'm gonna go after your grenade tosser.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay, so I would say that I have reduced accuracy, so...
But it's also melee, right?
Yes.
So, like, it should be, I don't know, like 8?
It is kind of funny, like, everything about it physically seems like it should be a sure thing,
mm-hmm.
But that's not balanced, but who cares?
Yeah.
Like, ultimately, in a video game form, it wouldn't really work out that way. Mm-hmm. It'd still be because getting up to someone without them running away is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
But let's just say it's a sure thing. You have to roll better than a 2.
Yeah.
8.
Hey, okay. Nice.
So Martha Smash. Okay, so now you go for damage.
Martha Smash.
Right, right, because this is basically a sport, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so now you roll for damage, right?
So what's coming across is like if we target specific things and just the way we're doing because we were a pretty simple die rolling system.
Yeah.
It's like there's a chance to just say take it out.
Yeah.
Right. And that feels like oh wow game would be over pretty quickly but like yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Imagine how I'm thinking like Clawbreaker style matches where like you're going after someone and then you just immediately take out their turning ability.
Yeah.
And like all they can do then is just fire all their weapons. You know.
Oh that's so fun. Like, okay. Yeah 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 I love that. Okay. So you, let's say that your, what was it that you targeted?
It's the grenade launcher thing.
Okay, grenade launcher. Let's say that your grenade launcher has 4 health.
Okay. Yeah?
And so that if you roll a 4, 5, or 6, you take it out.
Okay, on a...
On a 6-sided die, though.
Okay. 6!
Oh, it's gone now.
Super smash!
Cool, okay.
My A button is disabled.
Well, dang. Well, that's awesome. Okay, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Well, okay, we'll make it a game and we'll report back to you in
several
years.
All right. So what are the limitations or the difficulties in actually making this happen? Like actually building up a prototype would be really fun because I think the building, the equipping, that can be completely realized as a paper prototype.
Mm-hmm.
The battle, I think you could kind of, as we were doing, just kind of sussing it out.
Yeah.
That would be much more, you need to do a lot more actual video game prototypes for.
Yeah.
But I think it could be a really good system. Now, the limitations are like the battle if with such variation,
mm-hmm.
the possibility of like these imbalanced things where you have like there's just tons of things you would just never equip because they're never good.
Yeah,
that's a risk.
Yeah.
Is just licensing, right? Like actually being able to some of these shapes are actually trademarks.
Oh, yeah, right? Sure. Yeah.
Like, you can't copyright it, but you can trade on it. So that's an issue, right? You certainly wouldn't use logos and stuff like that. That wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Thinking about, like, what? There's like an anime series in Japan where a bunch of characters are the different web browsers.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
People might have seen this on the internet.
No, but that sounds kind of amazing.
Yeah. And like, you know, Internet Explorer is like the shy kid that used to be popular, but nobody likes, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like, those are just silly, but also they're generally, as far as I understand, they're non-commercial.
Yeah.
So there's lines you would, so that would be a question for a publisher to like, you know, that would limit you from actually trying to get the game done. Now, an indie game developer could probably just do it. And, right. You know, and like, and I don't think there'd be a problem, but you'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it now because I want to make this game.
I mean, yeah, but like, think about it also in terms of just like, there's just so many different controllers that like, we can't feasibly do them all. I don't know. Unless we like made some way where like, we can determine the shape of a controller when they plug it in, but that's not feasible.
Yeah, there's no way. But ultimately what you can do is, if people familiar with PC development, mm-hmm. Know you can read the hardware data off the controller's firmware.
Yeah.
If it's X input or raw input or whatever, and you can get a GUID. So you can match it up to a table of known controllers.
Yeah.
And if you use Rewired for Unity, there is already a nicely documented list of known controllers, including some terribly obscure ones.
Yeah.
And so you could start there. Mm-hmm. You know, for feasibility, you could say, let's start with like a dozen controllers, like the four ones that you'd expect to be in somebody's home.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of other really fun ones and like some famous novelties. And you know, stuff like you know, you can get an Atari Jaguar controller, an adapter, and
yeah.
it works.
Yeah.
And Rewired supports it. So
yeah, that's cool.
You know, and that has a entire number pad on it. So like,
dang.
You know, because it's an old Atari controller.
That's a huge advantage.
There. So you'd start with some small number, and then maybe that would be like maybe not DLC, but like content updates. You would just add new controllers
stuff.
Just for, and you know, a lot of them would be the same, but they'd just be kind of fun. The difference between like a Logitech controller and an Xbox 360 controller could just be the shape.
Yeah.
And then that could matter in the game, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's sort of interesting.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like all of that. Yeah, draw it up somehow. I don't know how. But I'm just really fast, really enamored by this Sega Saturn controller that I built that can't move.
Yeah.
That shoots a lot.
Yeah, so yeah, and there'd be like, you design, I think for the sanity of the designer, you'd want to have like types of loadouts that you would lean towards. So there'd be the fast moving, gets in, hits, runs away.
Yeah.
The Joy-Con, right?
Yeah.
And it has motion controls, so maybe there's something there.
Uh-huh.
And then you want like the stable tank that has weapons that can aim anywhere.
Yeah.
The sort of Starbase sort of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd have the different types of loadouts, and you design for that mm-hmm. a few different kinds of things. And then you would then let players mix and match and come up with their own based on that.
Yeah.
So there'd be tons of like unbalanced versions, but you'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Part of it is the discovery.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Just figuring out what's cool and what's not.
Yeah. But giving players something to go for immediately so they don't have to like totally figure everything out mm-hmm. and make things natural, like what they'd expect to be true is true.
Yeah.
That it's such a fascinating challenge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want this game now. All right. I have to end this. We're script help. That's our show. If you haven't already, subscribe to Nice Games Club in your favorite podcast app and be sure to give it a good review if you liked it or are nice like us. We really do need to know you're out there, so leave a review and tell all your friends too. We also want to hear directly from you, so follow us on Twitter and all the other things at Nice Games Club, where our social media manager Dale is doing an awesome job talking to all of you, which is exciting. And you can also email us at contact@nicegames.club. Lastly, you can find more about the show and your nice hosts, as well as get all the links and show notes from this and other episodes at nicegames.club.
So until we start again, remember to
play nice
and make nice.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.